Here's Check on Stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. The Sharon Board of Selectmen will now meet with local contractors discussing procedures for the town hiring them to help out its crews after a meeting where contractors shouted at one another about who gets more town work than others. Selectmen vowed to try to work out a procedure that is fair to everyone. The issue began with Selectman Casey Flanagan, who was elected in November, asking how such hiring is done. First Selectman Brent Colley explained that with a large number of roads in town, many of them gravel, maintenance can be tough. He said they're currently down one crew member. There's a foreman, two mechanics, and three workers, one of whom is basically half-time because he spends the other time maintaining the large town green. Colley asked contractors to consider billing the town as taxpayers, and they do. He often makes the decision of who's hired based on their location, since the town and its residents are so spread out. He'll often ask someone who lives nearby to the site where work is needed to handle it. Dennis Toganowi has served our community for over 47 years as a Connecticut Auxiliary State Police Trooper. Dennis is a graduate of the Housatonic Class of 1971 and the 1984 class of the Connecticut State Police Academy. For those who've attended any of the annual Sharon Classic Rose Races, Sharon Arts and Crafts exhibits, or various events throughout our region, you would have seen Dennis directing traffic and greeting visitors from all over. He's responded to multiple community calls for emergency service throughout northwest corner of Connecticut, and recently been hospitalized with a stroke. At the same time, his wife is currently in Sharon Healthcare. They have three children who are currently in their teens, and they both face significant medical and financial challenges. To help face those financial challenges, they're asking to consider making a donation to the Sharon Congregational Church with a special note in the memo section of your check to the Toganowi Family Fund. You can contact the church directly. Sharon Housing Authority Expansion Corporation, their regular meeting coming up at Town Hall at 5 p.m. North Canaan Elementary School Board of Education at 6:30. In Kent, the Board of Finance has a meeting at the first floor meeting room at 7 p.m. The next regular Village Board monthly meeting for Millerton will be held at 7 p.m. On Wednesday, the Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting at 10 o'clock at the Central Office Conference Room. The Town of Sharon Board of Selectmen have a special meeting on Wednesday at 3 p.m. at Town Hall. Town of Sheffield Finance Committee Board of Selectmen have a meeting on the 19th at 6 p.m. in the upstairs meeting room. The next Conservation Commission meeting at Kent will be at the Town Hall. That is coming up Wednesday at 6:30. On Thursday, there's a blood drive taking place at the Amenia Town Hall from 3 until 7:30. Walk-ins are welcome. Bring identification. For eligibility questions, 800-688-0900. Salisbury Bank is partnering with the Scoville Library and the Entrepreneurial Center of Northwest Connecticut, bringing you a business mastery series, A New Era of Digital Marketing. That happens Thursday the 20th at 6 p.m. at the library. Northeast New York has a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting coming up on Thursday at 7:30. Also on Thursday, the North Canaan Recreation Commission has their meeting at Town Hall at 7 p.m. The Town of Falls Village Town meeting will be held Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Kellogg School in Falls Village, Connecticut. Next board meeting for Pine Plains is Thursday at 7 p.m. Also, the regular town board meeting for Ankrum will be held on Thursday at 7 p.m. On Saturday, February 22nd, the 19th Annual Flea Market at Donahue Hall in Goshen, Connecticut will run from 8:30 till 2. Tag sales can take a break and enjoy hot dogs, chili and or soup, as well as coffee, tea, and soda. Also a bake sale. All proceeds will benefit the maintenance of their historic 1876 chapel. Ankrum Fire Company Chicken Barbecue is February 22nd from 4 to 7 at the Ankrum Firehouse. A half a chicken, potato salad, coleslaw, corn roll, and ice cream for dessert. Takeouts available. Reservations at 518-329-3430. The Hotchkiss Philharmonic Orchestra continues its first season with the second concert featuring guest conductor and soloist Daniel Geddes on February 22nd at 7 p.m. Elfers Hall at the Esther Eastman Music Center. Admission is free. blast the winter blues and spend an afternoon traveling the globe at the Hotchkiss School's Multicultural Festival on Sunday, the 23rd, from 2 to 4. Community members of all ages invited to explore the world with Hotchkiss students who hail from more than 30 countries and will offer activities, live performances, hands-on workshops, and more. It takes place at the Hotchkiss School main building, 11 Interlaken Road in Lakeville. More information at hotchkiss.org. Family Costume Skate Party is happening on Sunday from 2:30 to 4:30 at the Schmidt Rink at Hotchkiss School. Bring your skates and best costume. Prizes will be awarded for the best individual and group, family, and youth. Youth 12 and under, $100 prize. Group of family, two or more, $200. Individual 13 and over, $100. It's being sponsored by the Northwest Corner Prevention Network. The 39th Annual Student Open Recital is happening on Sunday, February 23rd at 3 p.m. with lots of different performers. Chorus Angelicus, Angels in Training, Berkshire Children's Chorus Junior Choir also, the Salisbury School Classical Ensemble, the Salisbury School Jazz Ensemble as well, and additionally, Ellie Womath, Trevor Hampton, Andy Zhang, Mason O'Neill, Claire Jin, Lucia Montrose, Peacock, Daisy Wang, and T-Wood Kim. It's at the Salisbury Congregational Meeting House. It starts at 3 p.m. It's free and open to the public. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 29,398.08, the NASDAQ at 9731.18, and the S&P 500 at 3380.16. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.